We're starting with an introduction to halacha. And as part of our introduction, we have to discuss the history of the halachic process and the whole history of Torah to an extent. So we're going to start with the giving of the Torah. We're going to go back to Mount Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Mount Sinai. God tells him in the end of Parshas Mishpatim to come up to Mount Sinai. God says, "Ale elai ahara." God says, "Come up to me, come up the mountain. Ve'etinalechan, I'll give you sluchos ha'evin, the luchos, ve'hatorah, and the Torah." What's the Torah? That's the Chamisha Chamshei Torah. Ve'amitzvah, and the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? We have, God said he's giving the Torah. Why does God enumerate the mitzvah separately? Asher kosavti, that I have written lehorosam, to teach them. So why so many words? What's all this description? God said he's giving the Torah. So why does God add these descriptory terms? So our sages tell us, the Gemara in Brachos, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mount Sinai, God gave him not only the written Torah that we have, but God gave him the oral law. God gave him all the laws that we learn out from the prophets, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim. God gave him when he went up. The Mishnah, the oral law, God also gave him. The Gemara, God also gave him. So, one second, our Mishnah quotes opinions from Tanaim, people who lived hundreds of years after Moshe Rabbeinu. Our Gemara quotes people who lived hundreds of years after that. So which Mishnah and Gemara did Moshe Rabbeinu get? So the truth is that the Mishnah began in